He was the ace of the New York Yankees pitching staff from 1976 through 1988, playing under manager Billy Martin and later Yogi Berra. He went on to win two World Series titles. Hey, it's Arrow inside the LAProductions.us studio, unplugged and totally uncut with Ron Guidry. Good morning, Ron. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine, Arrow. How are you?
Doing very well. Millions of fans watched you on television. We read the baseball cards and studied those Sports Illustrated magazines. You got to be in the game. You got to be on that mound. And now you're tossing that ball through a book, which is so magnetic, dude. You had to have had just as much fun putting this book together.
I did. It was a most enjoyable time to go through it.
When you go through it, though, I mean, there's those moments that you want to put down on paper, but your heart is saying, not yet. Because, I mean, being alive in that baseball game, there's some things that fans don't know.
Sure. I mean, you know, look, anybody can write a book, but I'm not sure you're going to have enough time and there aren't enough pages to really put everything that you could say. You know, I tried to put the best things that I think that people would enjoy reading in the book. But I know I probably didn't reach it. I'm satisfied with the book, certainly. But I'm sure that there's probably more things that I could have said. But we just didn't have as much time and enough paper.
What I love about the book is that the way that you dynamically put the pictures together. The last time I read a book like this was when Michael Jordan put out Rebound, where he talked about being in the minor leagues. I love books where I can feel like that. I can still play the game.
Well, that's the way that it was written. It was... You know, we tried to put it like people could put themselves in my shoes and see what I was experiencing. And I hope that's what they get from it.
And the experience, I mean, you were right there with Billy Martin. I saw him through the TV set. That's the only way I knew him. But you had to tap into his passion and his drive and vision.
Well, he was hard to play for, okay? He was hard to play for. He demanded a lot. But he was fun to play for. And you need that. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The season is so long, you need to have some fun in there or else the game will just wear you down.
That's interesting that you put it that way, because I felt that way as a reader, that you really were trying to inspire the fan to you know, like, hey, look, we're about ready to hit the summer months. Go watch some local baseball and feel what it is that I'm writing.
Right. That's what we tried to get across, Andrew and I, the author. You know, you're trying to make people feel like wherever I go, they're right next to me, and whatever I'm doing, they can feel that they're doing it also.
The book we're talking about is My Life in Pinstripes. When you put a book like this together, are you like the normal author that, I mean, you have to sit there and decide, okay, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to release this book, but you're also going to go through kind of a mourning period because you spent a long time putting this book together.
Well, Andrew did a great job, and we'd speak a lot, and he'd call and he'd say, well, okay, this is what this is going to be like. This is what we talked about last week. This is how it's coming out. I'm going to send you a copy, 3 or 4 or 5 pages, go over it, see if there's a change, see if you like it or not. And then you go over it and you call back and you go like, I don't know if I speak like this, Andrew. You might have to put it a different way.
Yeah.
And he changes it a little bit to make it sound like it's more me than anything else. So actually, we worked pretty well together. I didn't have any problems with Andrew. I just said, Andrew, this is what I'd like. You go ahead, you take it, and you write the book like, you know, like people are there with me.
The most loyal fans in sports, Yankee fans and Mets fans. Can we just get along? You're all from New York. Be happy, right?
I never understood why there was a problem.
I know.
I mean, you have two great baseball teams in the same city. Why can't you get along? Maybe you could help each other. I don't know.
So when you are a Yankee, do you have visions of the Yogi Berras of the world and the history makers before your time, or do you have to play focus game so that you can make sure that you stay, you know, on your game?
Well, they're always there. Those names are always there. And when you come here and when you play here, if you can excel here, you know, people start to put your names along with those names. And that's quite a compliment for somebody like me when they put my name in the same sentence as a Whitey Ford, you know, a Vic Rashi. I mean, that's about as good as you can get. And I was always... you know, thankful that I was able to do a good job here, and you know, the fans were always behind me. It's one of the things that you miss the most is not being able to perform for them anymore. When I'm sitting down at home watching a game and a pitcher gets two strikes here and the people start standing up and clapping again, you know, you start thinking about what you did, you know, because it started with me. So it brings back great memories. And those names that are stand above you, you know, a lot of it has to do with why you can elevate yourself to become who you were.
Well, it's a brilliant book. I can smell the leather from the baseball. I can see the dirt from the infield on this book. I mean, everything about this book is everything what baseball is. And I want to thank you for writing this book, sir.
Thanks for enjoying it.